Girls, last week, you remember, we saw how the enemies of the children of Israel began to try and stop the Israelites from building the temple, God's house, in the city of Jerusalem. God had brought them back, of course, from the land of Babylon, from that place where they had been captives for that period of time. And the great reason why God brought them back was to build again his house, the temple that sat in the city of Jerusalem, but which had been destroyed many years before. And so we saw how they began that work, how they set up the altar first of all, then how they laid the foundations, and then how they began to build up the walls. But as we saw, of course, once they had begun that work, then the enemies came, and the enemies came in an effort to stop them building God's house once again. You remember what they did to start with? They came like friends, and they said, "We'll help you to build God's house." But the people knew really that they were like the devil. They were just being very, remember that word, very subtle, very sly. And they were trying to stop the building of God's house by pretending that they were really friends with God's people. But the leaders of the children of Israel, they saw that slyness, and so they refused to have their help. Well, what happened then, of course, was the great opposition began, and they began to write letters to the king, telling the king to stop the building of the house. They began to attack the people. They began to say terrible things about them. And sad to say, the people began to get very, very discouraged, and the people themselves, the children of Israel, they stopped then the work of building God's house. They began, in fact, to build their own houses. God wanted them to live in houses. God wanted them to be comfortable. God wanted them to be safe. But they began to pay so much attention to their own houses, to their own things, that they just neglected. They forgot about the house of God. They forgot about building the temple of the Lord their God. And what God did, because you can imagine how God felt about that. God had brought them out of the land of Babylon. God had brought them out of their captivity. And he had brought them back to do his work, to build his house. And now the people had time for everything apart from building God's house. And can't you imagine how God must have felt? He had given them strength. He had given them their freedom. He had given them their liberty. And yet they had no time to do the things that God wanted them to do. Many, many people are like that, boys and girls. They've got time for many, many things. They've got time for what we would call pleasure. Of course, we're all to have pleasure and good times. They have time for their work, and of course, we all have to work for a living. But sometimes people get so caught up with all of those things that they have no time for God. Well, we know, in fact, what God thought about that, because God did what he did on other occasions. God sent a prophet. Remember how God sent Jeremiah before they were taken away into the land of Babylon? Now God sent another great prophet, and his name was Haggai. And Haggai came preaching to the people, and he said, "Why are you seeing to your own things? Why are you building your own houses, and you're not building the house of God?" They should have been building their own houses, of course, but first and foremost, they should have been building the house of God. And then he told them to think about something. Now listen very careful to this. He said, "Look, isn't this the case?" He said, "It's as though you're earning money and you're putting your money into a bag, but the bag has got holes in the bottom of it. And the money's just falling through the holes in the bag and you've got nothing." And that's what it was like. Because although they were working in their fields, although they were doing this and they were doing that and they were doing the next thing, they really didn't have anything. And the reason for that, boys and girls, was this: because they were not giving God what was his right first and foremost. You know what our Lord Jesus Christ said? He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to you." There are some things that have to be first things in our lives. And the things that have to be first in our lives, those are the things of the Lord our God. When we put the things of God first in our lives, then all the other things, you see, fall into place, get the right place in our lives. And Haggai, he must have been a very stern prophet in many ways, and he must have come and he really blasted out that message against the people for not seeing to the things of God first. That's not all he did. He encouraged them as well. He said, look, build this house, because I tell you from the Lord that the glory of this house is going to be much greater than the glory of the temple that was before, the temple of Solomon. And how was it going to be greater? Because it was going to be a smaller temple. It wasn't going to be as grand and glorious with all the gold and silver. Yet, said Haggai the prophet, it's going to be more glorious, going to be greater. Why do you think that was? Well, for one reason, it was to that temple that our Lord Jesus Christ was going to come. And the Bible tells us how Jesus would come to the temple and how he stood in the temple and he preached the gospel to men and women. And in fact, boys and girls, on the very day that Haggai made that prophecy, it was at a time called the Feast of Tabernacles, the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. The Bible tells us that. And you remember on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, our Lord Jesus Christ came into the temple and he preached one of his greatest sermons. He stood in the temple and he said, if any man thirst, let him come on to me and drink. And that's why it was going to be more glorious, because to that temple, Jesus was going to come. In that temple, Jesus was going to preach. And so the people were encouraged. The people began to work again. They went on and on and on with the work until it came to the point where the temple was finished. And when the temple was finished, then they had one of their great feasts when they dedicated the temple to God. And that was the Feast of the Passover. Why the Feast of the Passover? You remember what that was? It was when God had brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And when he had brought them out, when they had slain the lamb, sprinkled the doorposts, the lintels of their house with the blood of the lamb, and then God brought them out of the land of Egypt and into the land of Israel. And there they were, God's people, and God had delivered them out of their bondage. Now there's more to be done. The walls have to be built in the city. The gates have to be set up again. And when next time we'll see how God then sends another servant in order that the children of Israel will complete all the work that he had brought them out of Babylon to do. Try and remember those things. Remember especially the things that teach us about Jesus Christ our Lord.